it's a nightmare, particularly after 8 years litigation.
So,
then do you, does the governor plan on coming in with a supplemental request?
Will the legislature fund it?
I know some members of the legislature would certainly support that.
My understanding is that the those matters are being discussed right now.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Szymanski, you've been awful quiet this afternoon.
I know, but they just raised up an issue that I'm, you know, it looks like running a red herring through, and all of a sudden I got a fight. And I can't quite figure out, you know, I keep looking at this mobilization kind of like an army. I mean, all of a sudden we got a $2 million army sitting out there that you're saying that we're going to keep them working on some brief, and I can't imagine what a $2 million brief looks like, but I guess I'm going to have an opportunity to take a look at one somewhere down the future if you get one. And then what happens is you're telling me that if we don't give you the opportunity to draft that brief, it's going to cost $3 to $5 million. I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars. It's not like, it's like hundreds of thousands. I'm not putting it together. I don't know where. You guys get my whole law firm somewhere or something?
Let me give you an example.
Must be wine.
But I'll shock your conscience. And this is not our example. The owners were sent a bill for $695,000 to print only their brief on the phase two cost of construction issues. No lawyer costs, printing costs.
Is that like fill up this room or something? I mean,
if you've seen, it's destroyed a few forests. The briefs are not little briefs. When they were delivered to my office on that part of the case, they're boxes of briefs. Thousands and thousands of pages of briefs and proposed findings of fact.
What does it say?
Yes, go ahead, Representative Maroon.
I'd like to ask Mr. Maynard a question. This may seem like a silly question, but it has occurred to me, if we do not write identical tariff agreements with all oil companies, or if we abrogate the agreements we already have, are we opening ourselves up for some sort of stupendous lawsuit?
Excuse me, Mr. Maroon, I didn't quite understand the question. Basically, because of differential tariffs, or for what reason?
Well, for any reason. If, for example, Ohio is not allowed, if we do not write an agreement with Ohio identical to what we've already written with the other company?
No, because...
Because of the Women's Two decision?
I'll let Mr. Leffler answer that.
They are different companies, and they're essentially no overriding obligation that they be treated the same way. In theory, they each could come in and file their, under some methodology, they could file tariffs that would produce different results. And FERC, as long as it uses a reasonable methodology, depending on such things, for example, as capital structure, you could come out with different tariffs for different pipelines.
Okay, then they're not guaranteed equal treatment under the law.
No, I think they're not in the sense you're propounding, right.
Thank you.
Should we take a break so we can read that? Is there any further questions from our two distinguished panelists today?
Well, I'd like to go back and I know you're intrigued with the ink you got over there, but, Mayor, but I can't quite... Give me a... Where's that extra $3 million come from, the startup cost? I mean, all of a sudden we've been pumping millions of dollars into these law firms, and all of a sudden you're going to think that they're going to evaporate, and they're going to refuse to come back on the scene or something?
Let me explain this, and I may get in trouble with my co-counsel. There are three law firms involved. They each have different parts of the case. The cost of construction part of the case is by far the most expensive for all parties. And I don't recall the number supplied to the legislature, but I think on the order of 2/3 of the money the state has spent, is that right? Yeah. Is spent on the cost of construction part of the case. That's done by a relatively small law firm in D.C. For example, it's, I don't know, a 20-man law firm. My law firm, I think, is 250 lawyers at the moment. for a small law firm to handle that big a chunk of the case, they have to put together a special team of people. And if they aren't employed on, and some of those people, I guess, have been specially employed just for that issue, that part of the case. And those people apparently will be let go by that law firm because they were employed for one purpose, and that one purpose will disappear. So when Bob, so you lose a team that's worked together for one purpose, and those people will go on to other forms of employment, and in 9 months or a year or 2 years, when you might have to go back to the issue, those people may be scattered all over the earth. So you either have to bring new people up to speed. Well, that's the most likely case. You have to find new people. They have to become familiar with what's been done before, and then they have to write a brief. So it's inefficient in every sense, and costly for that reason.
And no matter how much you bring people on, it'll never be as good.
Representative Prezzaro, did you have a question?
Just wanted to bring up the wine issue.
None of my attorneys drink wine.
Anything further to come before the committee? We have a number of people that have signed in here to observe, but no one to testify. Does anyone wish to testify before the committee at this time? Well, if there's no further action to come before the committee, I'd like to thank you and people that are online that have participated in the teleconference this afternoon. Thank you very much for bringing us information to the committee.
Thank you.
Meeting's adjourned.